Morris considered that this was a waste of time. Stuff happened. But the rats went on and on about whether it was something on the rubbish heap that they'd eaten, and even Morris could see that that wouldn't explain how he'd got changed, because he'd never eaten rubbish. And he certainly wouldn't eat any rubbish off that heap, seeing as where it came from. He considered that the rats were, quite frankly, dumb. Clever, okay, but dumb. Morris had lived on the streets for 4 years and barely had any ears left and scars all over his nose, and he was smart. He swaggered so much when he walked that if he didn't slow down, he flipped himself over. When he fluffed out his tail, people had to step around it. He reckoned you had to be smart to live for 4 years on these streets, especially with all the dog gangs and freelance furriers. One wrong move, and you were lunch and a pair of gloves. Yes, you had to be smart. You also had to be rich. This took some explaining to the rats, but Morris had roamed the city and learned how things worked, and money, he said, was the key to everything. And then one day he'd seen the stupid-looking kid playing the flute with his cap in front of him for pennies, and he'd had an idea. An amazing idea. It just turned up, bang, all at once. Rats, flute, stupid-looking kid. And he'd said, "Hey, stupid-looking kid, how would you like to make your fortune, kid? I'm down here." Dawn was breaking when the highwayman's horse came out of the forests, over a pass, and was reined to a halt in a convenient wood. The river valley stretched out below, with a town hunched up against the cliffs. Morris clambered out of the saddlebag and stretched. The stupid-looking kid helped the rats out of the other bag. They'd spent the journey hunched up on the money, although they were too polite to say that this was because no one wanted to sleep in the same bag as the cat. "What's the name of the town, kid?" he said, sitting on a rock and looking down at the town. Behind them, the rats were counting the money again, stacking it in piles beside its leather bag. They did this every day. Even though he had no pockets, there was something about Morris that made everyone want to check their change as often as possible. "It's called Bad Blintz," said the kid, referring to the guidebook.
"Should we be going there if it's bad?"
said Peaches, looking up from the counting.
"Ha! It's not called bad because it's bad," said Morris. "That's foreign language for bath, see?"
"So it's really called Bath Blintz," said Donut Enter.
Nah, they call it bath because..."
The amazing Morris hesitated, but only for a moment.
"Because they got a bath, see? Very backward place, this. Not many baths around. But they've got one, and they're very proud of it, so they want everyone to know. You probably have to buy tickets even to have a look at it."
"Is that true, Morris?" said Dangerous Beans.
He asked the question quite politely, but it was clear that what he was really saying was, "I don't think that is true, Morris." Ah, yes. Dangerous Beans. Dangerous Beans was difficult to deal with. Really, he shouldn't be. Back in the old days, Morris thought, he wouldn't even have eaten a rat so small and pale and generally ill-looking. Morris stared down at the little albino rat with its snow-white fur and pinky eyes. Dangerous Beans did not stare back because he was too short-sighted. Of course, being nearly blind was not too much of a drawback to a species that spent most of its time in the darkness and had a sense of smell that was, as far as Morris could understand it, almost as good as sight and sound and speech all put together. For example, the rat always turned to face Morris and looked directly at him when he spoke. It was uncanny. Morris had known a blind cat that walked into doors a lot, but Dangerous Beans never did that. Dangerous Beans wasn't the head rat. That was Hammond Pork's job. Hammond Pork was big and fierce and a bit scabby, and he didn't much like having a newfangled brain, and he certainly didn't like talking to a cat. He'd been quite old when the rats had changed, as they called it, and he'd said he was too old to change. He left talking to Morris to Dangerous Beans, who'd been born just after the change. And that little rat was clever. Incredibly clever. Too clever. Morris needed all his tricks when he was dealing with Dangerous Beans.
"It's amazing, the stuff I know," said Morris, blinking slowly at him. "Anyway, it's a nice-looking town. Looks rich to me. Now what we'll do is..."
"Ahem."
Morris hated that sound.
If there was a sound worse than Dangerous Beans asking one of his odd little questions, it was Peaches clearing her throat.